Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and hey, it's Wednesday. Time for Workshop Wednesday. And as I always like to tell people, it's hump day, and we're at this time of the morning, we're on our way up the hump, and my question always is, how are you going to be coming down the hump? What's going to take place for you that's going to allow you today in your travels to make it up and down the hump so you can have a better, more successful Thursday? I can't promise anything about Friday, but let's just work on today. You know, every week I talk off the word gamble. That's my background, 20 years in the casino industry, from Atlantic City to Las Vegas and throughout the South. And here I am 15, almost 20 years later, and I'm still talking about the word gamble, something that I learned that I didn't recognize when I was out there trying to win a casino, when I was working in the casino. The word gamble for me is something that I speak on all the time. It stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And I know that we all work hard every day to reach that one part of that word, enjoyment. But are you getting there? How's that working for you? Are you struggling? Well, I know as a business owner, as a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, and a small business owner, I've climbed that ladder. I've had different types of jobs. And now having three different businesses under one umbrella, I stay pretty busy. And I have the opportunity every day to be distracted. And I also have the opportunity every day to, want to quit. It's not easy. It's everybody out there always thinks, wow, you work for yourself, you must do really great. I wish I could do that. Well, I got to tell you, it's not for everybody, but it is also for anybody that wants to try and do it. All you have to remember is every day is a challenge, and every day you're going to be tested in that challenge to how far you want to go. We watch athletes right now. You know it's football season, and people are watching athletes on TV. They all have coaches and multiple coaches on teams, and the reason is not because that athlete's not a trained professional. It's because they need guidance. They're good at what they do on the field. The coach is good at recognizing how to keep them in line on the field. Business owners are good at what they do, but how good are they at the rest of the pieces in their business? I know for me, I don't claim anymore. I used to think that I could handle it all because no one would know my business because they didn't have the experience that I have. Wrong. What I know now is that when I brought in a business coach, I was able to increase my business 25%. So if you're out there and you're going through your daily day, I know that you would be really, really happy if you could improve your business 25%. Now, did it happen overnight? No. It took me years to figure out how to release the control of everything that I touched. And then I did a little bit of life coaching. I spent some time in some workshops with life coaches to understand where my breakdown was, what I wasn't doing, where my belief system needed to change. You know, every day, in the speed of the technology that we live in, our belief system could never stay up on it because we stop learning more about our belief system when we turned 8 years old. The rest of the time, we just use a defense mechanism for what we already put in our brain as a stamp of what we're going to do. Now, it sounds complicated, but I feel as though once you understand some of the different things going on in your head, you're able to separate some of that trash up there and move forward and stay focused on conquering your challenges and struggles on a daily basis. Does that mean that you're going to become a millionaire overnight? Nah, I don't think so. But for me, what I need to do is stay focused on my target. We hear that all the time. And for me, we're always talking about I need more money. Well, I got tired of being stressed out over the word money, cash, expense, cost, all those different things. So I developed a word that was easier for me to deal with, something that made me smile, and that's the word freedom. I want to be able to have the freedom to do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want. I mean, that's my personality. That's why I'm in business for myself. If I could be different, I would have a 9-to-5 job. But so for me, it's freedom. And how do I get freedom? I got to recognize what I need to do to get freedom. So some of the things that I know is I'm awesome at what I do. Okay, I've been told that 100 times. I need to start believing it. I am smart at what I, at the way I do things, and I've been told that 100 times. I had to start buying into that. And I'm ready. And I've been ready since I started doing this work thing. And I don't want to give away my age, but I've been working for over 40 years. So one of the things that I've put in place with some of the people I work with is that I'm looking to gain freedom because I know I'm awesome, smart, and ready. Well, that sounds great, Tony. Now what? You know, I wrote it down on the card. Now what am I supposed to do? Memorize it? No. Step to it. Okay? Keep stepping. You have to put one foot in front of the other. We could pray from sun up to sun down, okay? But if we don't take the actions to try to do the things we're praying for, it's just a prayer, okay? We could write a business plan from sun up to sun down. If we don't take the steps, the actions to do it, we're just dreaming, okay? So for reality is you're going to fall down a lot. You're going to get up a lot, and you're going to keep working forward a lot. And sooner or later, you're going to become in the spot where you want to be. Overnight success takes a minimum of 20 years. So if you've been doing this for 2 years and you're still doing it, okay, you're on your road to success. But don't give up on yourself until you understand what it is that's making you do that. Now, for me, I speak of one word every week and give you a challenge. Out of the word gamble, this week is belief. Okay, because our belief systems are always jacking with us. I'll give you an example. Here we are in the 10th month, almost through it, okay? When pumpkins start showing up, we know that we got to put the pedal down and really excel because we've been lagging along all year thinking we got a whole bunch of time left. Well, just think about if you change your belief in just one way. I read a book from someone I interviewed named Brian Moran called The 12-Week Year. And what he says is if you take every quarter and treat it like it's the last quarter in the year, more than likely you'll do 3 times as much business. Well, think about that. We're working really hard in the last quarter of the year to make up for all the time that we didn't do nothing in the first 3 quarters of the year. Wouldn't it be easier when we show up every day and work really hard to focus on that one quarter as if though it was the last quarter of the year? I don't know. I just kind of think it would be better. I tried to do that, and then I got sidetracked. Then I found it, the book again, and I started doing it, and I got sidetracked. Now, have I mastered it? No. But if I recognize the ability of what could happen if I do that, did I recognize if I stayed focused on that, how things could change? Yes. And has things changed? Yes. Drastically? No. Why? Because I didn't stay active on it. So I am back on that track trying to stay focused. So here it is. Recognize in your belief system what it is that you're doing right or wrong. Okay? If you're doing something right, great. If you're doing something wrong, dissect it. Admit that it's you that's doing it wrong, you that needs to get help with it, and you to take action. And then put a date on it. Is if you come up with these ideas or these ways of recognizing things and you don't put a date on it, it just becomes something that you wrote down in a notebook that hits the trash can sooner or later. So recognize your beliefs, what's working, what's not, and take action on it. This week, find out, here's your challenge, find out what your belief system is that's not working. Take action on it. Have a conversation with someone about it. Get a second opinion from someone you respect. And I'm not talking about your spouse or your business partner. I'm talking about someone that you look up to, someone that you would like to be like. Okay, and I'm not saying you got to dress like them and talk like them. in their status, in their business, the way they've grown and how they climbed that ladder. Okay, so I'm going to get off my soapbox. I'm going to go to a commercial break. I'm going to bring back up one of our first guests, our first guest of the show, Kelly Mariano from New Jersey. And our second guest today is Monica Davis, and I'm pretty sure she's out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we have a chance today for you to learn from, well, business experts. Okay, these are people that work with small businesses all the time, and they gain growth and visibility by being experts in their business and helping people all across the country. So if you want to call into the show, 347-989-1363. If you want to email us, it's info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back after this short break with our first guest, so stay tuned.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, and if you missed the beginning of the show, we just want to make sure that you are able to understand the word of the week is beliefs. Okay, we all know we need to change our belief system at some point in time and maybe on a daily basis, okay? It's up to you to take that challenge to recognize what's good and what's bad about your belief system and take action on it. My first guest today is a gentleman that we've had the pleasure of having back on the show or on a couple of different shows here in the Tough Talk Radio Network platform. It is a gentleman by the name of Kelly Mariano, and he empowers entrepreneurs through education and encouragement. He knows that the words of encouragement are not enough. He knows that business owners have to be willing to make changes to reach their goal. Amen to that. This change will come as a result of Kelly's sharing his experience gained as a result of guiding other business owners like yourselves to reach a greater level of success. He's a business coach, a consultant, he's a speaker, and he's here to partner with you today, okay, on the show to give you some information that's going to take you to the next step. So, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having me.
So, Kelly, before we get digging into some of the things that you do with people with encouragement, okay, because I think encouragement is something that we lack in our country. If you watch the news, it's not very encouraging. Every once in a while, you get a little glimpse of somebody doing something nice, and it's almost like, it's almost astonishing. But tell us, I know that you're calling in from New Jersey. Where are you from originally, and what brought you to New Jersey?
Well, I grew up in Philadelphia, and I lived in Philadelphia for the first 24 years of my life. Moved out briefly into New Jersey, actually, to go to school at DeVry Tech. Moved back home to Philadelphia and then eventually moved to South Jersey, really just because my family moved to South Jersey as well. But then when I got married, I then stayed in the state of New Jersey and just have been here ever since.
Okay, so you went to college, what did you major in?
Electrical engineering.
Okay, so now everybody knows I cheat. I have some information in front of me here, but I want them to understand something. You went to school for electrical engineering, a really good trade, a really good profession. How did you get from there to where you are today, and let me just mention the name of your company is Impact, and you can find it at makeimpact.com. Let me say it again so I can get it out the right way. makeimpact.com. Okay, how did you get to this particular part? I mean, you surely didn't graduate college and go, that was a waste of time.
No, what happened is the entrepreneur spirit, I feel like, and I don't know if you would agree, but I feel being an entrepreneur is sort of like a calling, and I don't mean it needs to be something mystical, but entrepreneurs seem to have a particular mindset, a particular viewpoint on even how they perceive the world around them and certainly how they earn their income. So they don't feel as attached, generally speaking, to a 9-to-5. They may still have a 9-to-5, but the attachment is generally very different. And for me, even when I was a teenager, I tried different entrepreneurial adventures. I tried selling books, you know, right on, not online back then, but through newspapers. I had to think about what we called them. But I would do newspaper ads, and I sold books that way, and I did other businesses. One time I was in business with a friend of mine, my best friend, and we were selling water filters. I think the company was called NSA at the time. But anyway, we sold water filters and formed that together. But it was always an attempt to get outside of the traditional way of approaching things, whether it's career or business. So I always had that particular thing in me. But because I was pursuing that, it also opened up the door to me reading more. When I was in school, interestingly enough, I didn't do a lot of reading other than what I had to read for school. But then I started reading, you know, of course, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Rich Man of Babylon, and a bunch of other books, Go for No, and et cetera. So I started learning more and more about the mindset and Thinking Grow Rich, of course. I started learning different things about the mindset and putting those things into practice. And those things helped me identify things in me, as well as to see things in other folks that were hindering them in business. And there are very often a lot of common threads. So as I continued to grow, people would see this growth and come to me and ask questions as it pertained to their own business. So fast forward a number of years, when I started Impact started almost like a club in the house where we would meet once a month. And it really was all along a big group coaching session. I just didn't look at it that way because I wasn't thinking of myself as, quote-unquote, a coach. But that's what it really became. It was a coaching session with a bunch of people, sometimes as many as 20-some persons in our house at a time, learning from startup. I mean, we really started from ground zero, just talking about, you know, from a hypothetical level, what is it, what it means to be in business, and then what types of businesses, in terms of business entities, and all the way through budgeting and getting started and holding yourself accountable, setting the goals, and all of these components. So it sort of just unraveled in front of me, if you will, to keep helping people. But I always wanted to be of assistance to folks. So we just did that as a club. Again, that was free. There was no charge for anyone to come. We just came and shared all that we had. So because people were asking more of me, it moved me in a position to go learn more. So knowing that I had not arrived anywhere, I just kept pressing forward to learn more. So the more I had to give, the more I could help other folks get a little further along. So the further along I moved, the more I could help them move. So it just sort of grew out of that. So back in 2005, I left corporate America, actually went into real estate to give me more freedom, so that once Impact in 2012 became an LLC, it was easier for me to operate without having a set schedule of any type. And I was able to impact folks that were free all day, you know, entrepreneurs that didn't have 9-to-5 as well as those that do.
So, you know, Kelly, I find a lot of people find their way to their business from something that it wasn't on their list. so to speak. Mm-hmm. I mean, you graduated college and you start doing take a job, and then the next thing you know, you're working with some people, inviting them to your house, just having a little mastermind, maybe a mentoring type thing, and just helping people, and it turns into something completely different.
Exactly.
Now, how long ago did that start, and how long have you had Impact the business that you have today?
Well, Impact, the first part, the first version of Impact, if you will, started in 2009, became an LLC in January 2012. So it's only been a few years, but the reach is expanding, of course, especially with the help of radio shows and things of this nature and speaking engagements that give me an opportunity to share a message. Really, and my platform, if you will, is about the fact that you can do it. You can reach whatever it is you want to reach, whatever level you want to reach, whatever thing you will dare to allow yourself to believe or imagine, if you will. If you allow yourself to imagine it and can see yourself doing it, then you can get there. And I like to remind people that they can, in fact, still get there. You know, she's not a quote-unquote paying client, but she's kind of someone that I'm helping along. And she's in her late 60s, and she keeps going back and forth. And this really ties into what you talked about with beliefs today, because she called me yesterday. And she was saying how she really struggles with believing that she can do it. Even though she's been told that she's very good at what she does, she knows she has a lot of information to give and she can be beneficial to folks, but she's having a hard time getting herself in the position of believing on a constant basis. And that requires, that's really about transforming your mind and your viewpoint. But, and no one can do that for you. We can help people, but they have to work through that process with whatever that looks like. But like you talked about earlier, they got to recognize that that change needs to be made first before that change can be made. But that was my whole thing, is I wanted to help people that were stuck or that were spinning wheels and, you know, just really wanted to get it, but they didn't think they had it, or they didn't have the education they felt they needed to have, or whatever was challenging them, and to help them, you know, kind of partner up with them to go hand in hand and get them over the hump so that they can start reaching the success that they want to have. Many folks, when they have that dream in them to do a particular business, the abilities in them to get it done, but sometimes the beliefs, which again is right to your point today, but the beliefs aren't always married, if you will, to that ability.
So I know from my own experience, and I always like to use myself as the example, because I can truly testify to it. The fact is that we're always looking for something new, shiny, and better. You know, and, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs, we do have a different type of personality. You know, we see things a little bit differently than others that don't work in their own business. And sometimes that's great, and sometimes that's really, really bad. But for me, I have found that the new shiny object really doesn't do nothing but give me new things to do. What I find where all the pieces are, and you might, I want to get your feedback on this, where I find that all the important pieces are around your feet. It seems like we tried them, we dropped them, and we're looking to grab something new, and we're not looking at what we've already endured, experienced, and tried. And just because it didn't work 100% the first time doesn't mean that it's not gold sitting at your feet. How do you work with people to get them to recognize, or if you even think that there's that opportunity right at their feet, how do you do that with them?
Well, it's interesting. I agree with you, and I think that's the case all the time, that the gifts or the things that we need to get to where we need to be or where our clients need to be are generally right around our feet. Like, was it Russell Conwell? Standing in your own acres of diamonds. I think we're always in position to get there. And even in the, if I can use a Bible reference, you know, God said to Moses, he asked him, what's in your hand? You know, he started with what was in his hand before he went to go make his first move. So I think it's generally about that. But one of the ways that we do that, or one of the ways that I try to get at that originally, is when I start going over, I use something called a wagon wheel, which talks about the six life zones. So when they start evaluating their life zones and giving me their perspective on where they are, usually there's some commentary with that that starts to unpack the bag towards what's going on internally. But we also have in our questionnaire, when I do a free session with someone, one of the first things we talk about are some of the things where they'd like to be, let's say a year from now, if they could just wave a magic wand and get there, where would you be a year from now? What does that look like? But then when you start talking about what's hindering you from getting there or why aren't you there now, that really starts to make them think about, well, what's holding me back? And sometimes at first we get superficial answers. And then but if you keep pressing the question, you start unpacking things. Oh, well, there's fear of failure, or I'm not really sure I have the ability. Well, I'm not educated the way I think I should be. Well, it's this, and well, it's that. Once you start getting into those things, then we can start addressing those individually. And sometimes there's even more layers, but, you know, you can't take people. It's not like in a free session you're going to fix people, quote, unquote. You just want them to help them understand that some of the roadblocks, are, they know exactly what they are, but sometimes they've never verbalized them before. They've never had to think about them that way. And that's one of the first things we try to do is get them to verbalize where they think they are. Because we may see something else, and sometimes I see it right away when I'm talking to someone, but sometimes I need them to see, to work from where they see stuff. So once they've told me, I'm a procrastinator, well, now we can address things from the perspective of them being a procrastinator, and with whatever that means, and we can start digging into those things. And again, it's not about a counseling session per se, but it is about recognizing what these hindrances are so that we can address them head on. Because as long as a person is unwilling, if a person is unwilling to recognize and admit, hey, there's these hindrances that are in me, forget the economy and, you know, the competition and all of those things. What are the hindrances that are inside of me? And when I look in the mirror, the man in the mirror, what is he, what's staring back at me? Until we're ready to deal with that person, it's really hard to make change. So that's one of the first things we get into. And literally, I talk about those things in a free session so that we can start making progress and start clarifying some vision right away. So even if they're not going to continue as a client, that they get value out of the free session, which is very important to me. And you and I talked about this offline. It's important to be a giver with what we do before we're worried about receiving. We receive as a result of the fact that we have given. We don't wait to receive first and then give later.
Well, I got to ask this question, and I'm going to play the devil's advocate here, okay? And first of all, I wrote down the note, God asked Moses, what's in your hands? I love that. I'm going to steal that off of you when I know where you got it from. So I'm going to borrow that. But the fact of the matter is, I say the same thing all the time. I run networking groups, and I interview, probably 3,000 people on the radio in the last few years, right? But the thing of it is I'm gonna play their side of the coin, and I'm going to say, but Kelly, you know, the mailman comes 6 days a week, and he never brings me a check. He's always bringing me a bill. I don't know if I can go first. I really need to get this done. How do you get them to stop? Sometimes I have to tell them I can't help them, but how do you get them to stop and recognize what they're doing wrong in that conversation?
You know, I heard it is an interesting thing, and some of it, how it's presented may vary, of course, depending on who I'm talking to. And sometimes I'll use like a biblical example to help illustrate a point, especially if they're familiar with a particular story, but I heard a recording, and I think it was on The Strangest Secret, when Earl Nightingale said, you know, what a lot of people do is they essentially say to their furnace, give me heat, then I'll give you fuel. You know, they're asking for something first instead of giving first. And it's, when you think of it that way, it sounds silly. You know, no one would walk up, you wouldn't walk up to a wood stove and expect heat to come out before you put wood in it and, you know, do that process. But I think it's not an easy transition to get our minds to think that way because we're accustomed to doing that. But if people really think about it, their 9-to-5 job doesn't work that way. Their 9-to-5 job, they got to put in their 40 hours before they get a check. No one gets. I've never had a job where they gave me the check in advance of the week that's coming. It's usually after the or after 2 weeks or what have you. So our life is not really, if they just think about it in that in those terms, nothing in our lives are designed to be where we just receive, well, other than maybe from God, where we just receive first before we give. Everything else is designed to be given. We need to give first. As a matter of fact, the seed time and harvest, we can't harvest something from the ground without first having planted it. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways to illustrate that, and it's clear it still may be a painful lesson, and it may require some painful decisions on their parts, because a lot of times we're unwilling to give up the things that we need. I mean, we may need to put something aside. Like, maybe I don't need to drive a BMW while I'm in the struggle. Maybe I can drive a Ford. You know, maybe we can deal with that and make the changes we need to make. But a lot of people simply aren't yet willing to make the sacrifices they have to make to get to where they say they want to be. And that's when you have to question whether or not the why that drives them, if the why is big enough. Because they may not have a big enough why. It may just be, some people want to be in business because it's idealistic or because it's in vogue, not because they're called to it. And I think if you're called to it, your driver is going to be different, and you may be willing to make some of the sacrifices that some other folks aren't willing to make. So when they hear some hard words like, oh, God, I really have to give first, they'll be better equipped to stomach those, you know, those words than someone else might be.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I have 3x5 cards all over my monitors, because I constantly run into people on radio shows that say things that make me, well, get it myself, and I always want to share that. Give me heat, and then I will give you the fuel. Okay, mm-hmm. That is great. I like that. I'm going to use that again. I'm really thankful. I got two things from you today that have really stuck in my head, and I hope that the people listening make notes, because I always say, if you don't take advantage of the free opportunities to learn something, you're wasting your money spending it on stuff that is out there to learn, because you don't know what you're going to get. So
exactly.
We're out of time, Kelly, and I'm getting ready to go to commercial break and bring up my second guest. But I got to tell you, I really enjoyed our conversation. I'm going to get you back on the show. I want to make sure that everybody knows that they can go to makeimpact.com, and impact is spelled with a K, not a C. So let me spell it out, makeimpact.com. And how can they contact you personally? I know that you mentioned this, and I want to make sure they know it. You can get a free one-hour session with Kelly just by going to his website and scheduling an appointment and find out, hey, maybe he's not the person to work for you with you. Maybe he is. You're not going to know unless you go to the website, makeimpact.com. How can they get a hold of you any other way?
They can reach out to me directly by phone at 856-452-1551. Again, 856-452-1551. And, of course, we're on Facebook as well at facebook.com/, again, Make Impact, MakeImpact.
Well, Kelly, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Some great stuff. We haven't even dug in to all the things that you do, so we're going to have you back on. But if the people out there are looking to remove the barriers between them and success, okay, it's not that difficult if you can have some conversation with someone that understands what your struggle is. And you can't
exactly.
do that unless you make an appointment with someone and talk about it. So, once again, thanks for being on the show today. We look forward to hearing from you in the future.
All right. Thanks, Tony. I enjoyed it.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break, folks. We're going to come back with Monica Davis, and she's a number one Amazon best-selling author. Well, there's so much great information here. We won't have time for a commercial if I go through the whole thing. So we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back. We're going to bring Monica up. So stay tuned, and make sure that you know that if you go to makeimpact.com, you're going to learn a lot more about Kelly, connect with him, and we'll be right back after this here short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm the host every Wednesday from 10:30 Central Standard Time. Now, I want to mention that this show is brought to you by Tough Talk Network. You can find out more about Tough Talk Network by going to toughtalknetwork.com. And here at Tough Talk Radio Network, we'd love to have all of the people out there take a look at the website, see all the different shows that are produced on the Tough Talk Radio Network, and find a spot for you to be a guest on one of the shows. Follow the show that you want to find the show that you want to follow. And I do apologize, it doesn't seem like my lips and my brain are working at the same time. But anyway, we just, as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, when there's a struggle, we just keep pushing through it, okay? My second guest today is a lady that I had the pleasure of meeting, and I mentioned that she was from Dallas, but that's incorrect, okay? I was thinking about the radio host we have here at Tough Talk Network that is from Dallas. It's on, in her book, actually. Monica Davis is the number one best-selling author on Amazon. For new business enterprises, leading media executive. She's a speaker and a trainer and a business solution provider. She's the founder of Exceptional People Magazine. It's a premier self-improvement and professional development magazine which provides inspiration, personal power, influence, financial and wealth building, and business strategies to small business owners, entrepreneurs, and career professionals. Now, she's been featured on all kinds of TV shows. She's a phenomenal lady. Much like the first guest, she's someone that can help you get through the struggles of your daily day in your business and in your life. Monica, welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you, Tony. It's a pleasure to be on your show today.
It's my pleasure. And, you know, as I was looking on Facebook, and everyone can find us on Facebook at Tony Gambone, Tough Talk Radio Network Facebook page, you'll find the picture of one of our hosts, Judy Hoberman, on your magazine advertisement. So it's really an honor for me to be able to interview someone that's in Judy's arena. So tell me, Monica, about yourself. Where are you calling in from, and where are you from originally?
I'm actually calling from the Washington, D.C. area, and that really is home to me, Virginia, actually. But it's only where I am located is actually only a few minutes from Washington, D.C. So that's my hometown, and that's where I've been all my life.
So the show is basically a show with people from the Northeast. Kelly was calling in from New Jersey, originally from Philadelphia. I'm from the Philadelphia area as well. So I think we have the Northeast cornered. But the great part about this is we have listeners calling in from Great Britain and New Zealand as well. So we are covering the whole world with this information. So tell me, Monica, how did this all start? I mean, did you just wake up one day and say, I'm just going to become an Amazon best-selling author, founder of a magazine? Take us down that journey a little bit.
Sure, absolutely, and thank you for asking. Actually, no, no, it didn't just happen overnight. It was a process for me, really a journey. And it sort of led up to my writing, you know, two books and also publishing a magazine. But there were several things, of course, that happened prior to that really led me up to those particular points in my life. And so really, I can say that everything really pretty much got started when I, years ago, decided that I wanted to find a way to serve others and to help people realize their potential. And that came about by my starting a television show, a local television show here in the Washington, D.C. area. I just knew that I had at that time, I wasn't sure exactly how I was going to accomplish it, but I just knew that I wanted to help people realize their potential and inspire them to change their lives and to be of service and to change the lives of other people. And so I thought to myself, I had, you know, something on paper, and I had my ideas on paper, but I just still wasn't sure exactly how I was going to do it. And so one day, at that time, I had written my very first book. And so I decided, you know, in the process of promoting my book, and I was going on to some of the local television shows, and I was sitting in the chair on the set, the TV set, waiting for the show to start. And while I was sitting there waiting, they were, you know, the cameraman and everyone behind the scenes, they were still working, getting everything into place, and it just sort of popped into my mind. I said to myself, well, you know what, I can do that. And that thought just immediately came to mind, and I thought to myself, well, I can produce my own show. That can be my platform for inspiring people and really reaching the masses. And from that very point on, I decided that that's what I was going to do. And so several weeks, as the weeks and months went on, I began to prepare myself and do the things that I needed to do in order to become a television producer. And so, of course, there was a learning process, and I accepted that, and I went through that process, and then I began producing my own show. So that's really how everything got started with me in terms of being involved in the media, you know, of course, now I'm publishing Exceptional People magazine and, of course, writing books and publishing books. That's how it really got started for me. So it was that inspirational point back then, years ago, that really inspired me to find a way to use that platform, that television platform, as a way to reach the masses. Because that's something, even as a child, even when I was about 5 years old, I always wanted to find some way to reach the masses. And so that's really how it got started for me.
Well, you know, I love the fact that you made up your mind that you were going to do it. Didn't know how, but you made up your mind you were going to do it. And to me, the hard part is making up your mind. We all have a wish list, but getting focused enough to just say, you know what, I don't care what it takes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to do it. It's just no one's going to stop me. And that's what leads to large amounts of success, not only in business, but in self. So I am really excited to find out about, first of all, I want to start with your books, okay? Mm-hmm. There's two books that I'm looking at, and Welcome to the Top and Start Your Business Right, and I think Welcome to the Top is the newest book, right?
Well, actually, they were both published at the same time.
Oh, okay, so you don't do anything small.
No, I guess I don't. And I'm not sure why that is, but it always seems to work out that way.
Well, I mean, it makes perfect sense when you look at the title of the book, Welcome to the Top. I just can't help but love that spirit, because one of the things that I think that we struggle with as business owners, as entrepreneurs, okay, as people in general, because I think everyone in life is in business of one sort or another, whether you're running a family, raising children, working in the community. So one of the things that I think that people have struggles with is knowing their own worth, knowing that they can do it, and more importantly, be brave enough to try to do it, because that's the hard part. Because what are people going to think? What if I fail? And then what if I succeed? So when you started writing both of these books, did you start one and then had this other idea? Did you think, well, I'm just going to write two books because I don't know which one I want to write? Did you write some? How did that come about, two books at the same time?
Well, actually, with the interaction and the connections that I've had with so many people through the publication of Exceptional People magazine, I already had sort of had in mind at that point when I decided that I was going to write one book, which of course led to two. But I had in mind at that time, you know, a lot of ideas and a lot of information that I wanted to put into book form. And so I just sat down one day and I started, you know, of course I made an outline and then I started working on the each part of those outlines. And so then as I began to continue to work on it, it really began to form into an actual book. And, of course, it took me, you know, some time to do it. I always say that, you know, people say that you can write a book within seven days or something like that. But if you truly want to write something that's going to be extremely informative and in-depth, that's really going to help someone change their lives, it takes time to do that. And of course, marketing it properly as well. But it did take me some time to write the first book. And while I was writing the first book is when I began, you know, getting ideas for the second book. And so a lot of the knowledge that I had for both books, I, you know, a lot of that came from not just my business background, but also my professional background, because I also worked for corporate America as well as for the federal government. So I had a lot of experience in working with people and helping, you know, helping what I call my customers, so to speak, the government. I was a contractor at one point, so helping my customers succeed at what they were trying to accomplish. And so a lot of that knowledge came from that experience as well. And so it wasn't something that just sort of happened overnight. But I think it all, of course, came from the overall idea that I've always had, is that I want to help people succeed, whether it's professionally or whether it's in their personal lives or even as entrepreneurs and business owners. I always enjoy helping people succeed and realizing that they can accomplish much more than what they think they can.
I like that. I know that I'm like-minded in that way, and I tell people all the time when they say thank you, I'm like, no, you don't realize how much it helped me more than you. So I think that's what feeds me for that process. But let me take a shift here in the conversation, Monica. And if you know, if you're not, it's not mandatory to ask this question. But as I start listening to you, and I know how women are just making a movement. And it's obvious that you just didn't start making this movement. You are one of the people that plowed the way for this to be recognized, that it's available to do it. Two books at the same time? Come on. But my question is, how do you balance your time with family? Do you have children? How do you balance all that? Because women right away, and some men do the same thing, me being one of them, I need to balance my time. I don't want to lose what I have because I'm trying to search for something bigger in a business. But it's important to have that energy to go that way. How do you balance that time?
Well, Tony, that's a great question, and I appreciate you asking that question. And you know, it's all about planning, really. Balancing your life is all about planning. I mean, there are many people who will do, you know, 50, 60 different things throughout any given day, but it's about planning. And that's a little bit about what I write about in, you know, Start Your Business Right, which is the second book. I talk about, you know, people being able to align their, what I like to call business life, with their personal life. You have to be able to align it, because once you start a business, you still have your personal life still exists. So you have to make time for that in your life, and as well as the people that are connected to you. And so when you decide that you want to become a business owner or entrepreneur and you want to plow forward and move forward with your idea, well, then you have to begin to outline a plan as to how you're going to do it, how often you're going to work on it, and how those people around you may or may not be involved in your plan. And so it's really about really outlining a plan for your life, for yourself, for your business, as well as for those people who are a part of your life. And it can be challenging sometimes because, you know, obviously when you're a business owner or you're a brand new business owner and you have this exciting idea and you really want to get started and you're revved up about it and you just want to jump in and get going, and if you don't really consider all of the other things that are going on in your life, something is going to get off balance. So you need to take the time to really just outline and say, well, I know I have this going on in my life. Do I want to sacrifice that, or do I want to pull back on that? You need to ask yourself those types of questions so that you can begin to determine if you know, at what pace do you want to become a business owner in terms of running your business? You know, are you currently in school, or do you want to take some courses, or can you afford to take a few hours from work, or can you take a long break from work? All of those things is about balancing your life. So before you really jump into the idea of becoming a business owner, make sure that you align that idea that you have of being a business owner with your personal life.
Very well put. I know that no one goes into business and says, geez, you know, here's my 10-year plan, but I'm going to try to get it all done this year. But at the same time, when they lay out their plan, they should have a 10-year plan, because it's going to take time to get to where you need to be, and they need to include, if I'm hearing you right, their balance of time with their family in that plan, because you could get there really quick and lose everything you worked hard to, you know, provide for by not having that balance in your plan. Do you work with people about putting that balance in their plan?
Oh, absolutely. And I often talk to people just in passing about the same thing, in terms of, you know, making sure that the people, you know, especially if you're talking about family members, you know, you if you're a brand new business owner, or even an existing business owner, you might need them to help you with something. And so, or even if you don't need them to help you with something specific to your business, what you're doing in your business could in some way impact their lives. So you want to make sure that they are going to be, especially if it's a husband or wife, or even a child, you know, a grown child, that they are on board with what you're doing, if you're going to need their support. So, I do talk to people all the time about that, and not only in my business, but just, you know, from a personal perspective, that whatever you're doing or whatever you decide to do, there probably will be some impact on someone else that's connected to you. So if it's going to be a major impact, you know, and you need to think about those things, but if it's going to be a major impact, then you need to speak with those individuals to make sure that they are on board with what you're doing.
I'm looking on your website, and I want to give them both out, because you have two websites that we have here, secretstosuccessbooks.com. And on there, I recognize, we had the pleasure, Judy Hoverman. I mean, we both share a friendship with Judy Hoverman, and she is just incredible. I love Judy. She's on the show, her own show, every Monday here on Tough Talk Network. But George Fraser, I've had the pleasure of having lunch with him here in Houston, an awesome guy, helps thousands of people. And one of my other favorites, I love her book cover because she's standing upside down, is Rebel Brown. So these are people, and I'm not even going to go down the list for even further, Zig Ziglar's son, Tom Ziglar. You are hanging out with all of the people that are being recognized at the top. But it sounds to me that you're still reaching down, trying to help people get up that ladder to the top. How can people find out more about working with you?
Well, absolutely. Thank you. They can certainly go to my website, the magazine website, which is exceptionalmag.com, and complete the contact form and give me, you know, just let me know what it is that they are trying to do with either within their professional or business lives, and let me know, you know, what it is that they want to focus on, and then we can you know, take it from there. But that's one way that they can contact me. But one thing I want to say about some of the two people that you just mentioned, for example, Rebel Brown and George Fraser, my goal is to, in part of what I do, especially through Exceptional People magazine, is to connect people with people who are inspired to improve their lives, to become business owners, or to improve their professional career, is to connect them with people through the stories that I tell within Exceptional People magazine, so that they can learn a lot of the secrets that they share, you know, from their personal experiences as well as, you know, their businesses. And George Fraser happens to be one of them. He is a networking guru, and he can provide so many invaluable insights as to what you should and should not be doing when you are networking and trying to get business and wanting to help other people succeed in their lives. And so it's that kind of connection that I try to create through the magazine. And in everything that I do, it's about showing people that if this person has done it, then you can do it too.
Yeah, I I'm a big fan. Trust me, I'm a big fan. And so if someone wanted to get in your magazine, is there a process? What do they do to qualify? Do they have to write two books at one time? Do they have to have two books, no books? And,
I just
like teasing you, Monica. So, because I'm just impressed. I can't help it. I've done compilation books in our company. I'm doing my own books just getting ready to come out. Doing two books at the same time, I think my wife would have just gone crazy. But anyway, how do they get involved in being in the magazine? Is that an opportunity?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I interview people who are not just, you know, at for example, George Frazier's level, but also, I mean, and I've interviewed people in the political arena as well as A-plus celebrities. So they don't have to be at that level. They can be a person, just your average, extraordinary, maybe everyday person who has something unique about themselves or a unique story that they want to share that they feel can help someone else that may be going through something similar or that just may be able to get some ideas from them in terms of how they can change their lives. And that's what, you know, what I find is very unique about Exceptional People Magazine is that we don't just focus on a specific group of people. We focus on people of all socioeconomic backgrounds because everyone has something, a lesson that someone else can learn from. And so really all they need to do is just to submit their story online and through the website, again, and that's exceptionalmag.com, and we will, you know, review their information, but they have to provide enough information that we can determine whether or not there is a story there. So it's just as simple as them submitting their story, and then we, you know, we review it to determine if we are interested in interviewing them. But, of course, as you know, we can't interview, you know, absolutely everyone. We do get many, many more stories than we can possibly interview people. So, but it is a process. But, again, we don't eliminate someone because they are not at a certain level or they haven't achieved a certain level of success. We interview everyone that we believe that others can learn from.
So all they have to do is go online to exceptionalmag.com, and there's a form
mm-hmm.
they can fill out. Is there, what if they, I'm going to use myself. What if I want to mail you my book? Is that a way
to? Oh, absolutely. Yes.
I mean, do they tell them to send flowers, chocolates,
if they
Redskins
want,
tickets?
They can do that,
So anything's optional?
Oh, absolutely. If they're an author and they have a book that they want us to review, in terms of, you know, determining whether or not we want to interview them, sure, they can certainly send that information, I mean, provide that information as well. And they can we can provide them with the address. If you want, I can give them the address.
All right, do that. Let's hear that.
Yes. All right, the address in which they can send any materials that will complement their story is Exceptional People Magazine, and the address is 2961A Hunter Mill Road, and that is Fairfax, Virginia, and the zip code is 22124.
Well, I hope they're writing this down, because if they go to the website and they check out the magazine website, exceptionalmag.com, there's some great stuff in there. And I'm telling you, I know that your magazine goes to thousands of people. So if you're looking to gain visibility, this is a lady that you want to connect with for Exceptional People Magazine. Monica, we are out of time. I just realized I just got a note that we're out of time. I'm going to have you back on. I'm driving to Washington to meet you because I just want to tell you my story. Anyway, I'm looking forward to meeting you and having you back on the show some more.
Absolutely, and thank you. And I look forward to being on the show and certainly look forward to meeting you in person.
All right. Well, you have a great week, And real quickly, give everyone your contact information.
Again, they can go to the website at exceptionalmag.com, and they can also contact me by telephone at 703-273-2035. And I'll give that website again once more. That's exceptionalmag.com, and they can go to the contact page and send me their information there.
Awesome. Folks, we are out of time. 3 seconds left. Pushing the button. See you next week. Thanks, everyone.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.